Welcome to my second report on the freezing of xylitol observed under our new microscope in order to show the creation of physical matter, 3D structure. And what you're about to witness here in real time, live video, is the painting and sketching and the creation of scribbling what looks like real-time writing in some kind of mysterious code. It actually looks like coding that's being done by the crystals as they freeze at room temperature. Now, in order to conduct this experiment, what I do is I melt xylitol on a hot plate, knowing that xylitol freezes and begins to form crystals at room temperature. And then I use my microscope to observe the freezing in real time while watching some of the structures that are being formed. Now, let me just show you some of the still images first. So here's an image called Color Cloud. Shows you kind of a cloud of different colors that can be formed. Here's one called Color Comb. This shows you some of the detail that could be formed, all these different rainbow colors of comb-like structures. And many of these are at magnifications of around 400 to 500x. Here's a color fin, which looks like a, like a feather or a cutting edge or some kind of a fin. Here's an image called Colorscapes, and we see this a lot. And you're going to see all this happening in real time, by the way. I'm just showing you some still images first. And then some color splatters. There's a lot going on in this image. There's a lot of information, obviously, that is encoded in this. And structure is information, just like people in medicine and science, they know that protein folding is actually encoding information, and that information determines the function based on the structure of proteins. But we are looking at things here that are, you know, not even proteins. These are just, you know, crystalline molecules. These are a type of, you know, sugar type molecule, xylitol, or a sugar alcohol. And there's still a lot of information encoded in this, in the structure, as you're seeing here. Here's one that is called just colors. And if you look at this, you'll also see an organic type structure here, more of a curved structure with a lot of colors in it. And then I want to show you this one that I call digital mirrors. This is a zoomed in image that shows you the digital type of structure. Looks like a series of, you know, concave mirrors that are stacked upon each other inside this other structure. And we see this kind of thing very frequently. There are many other examples of this. We'll get to that. Here's one called Waves and Lines that's quite fascinating, just to show you the variety of structure that crystal intelligence can create as it is freezing and doing this in real time. So I figure you'll want to see this in real time. So the following videos I'm going to show you are not sped up. These are actually all real-time videos, and you're going to see the freezing happening in real time. You're going to see, well, let's just start that now. So my editor is putting together some of the outtakes of this, or the highlights of a structure being formed in real time. And so what you are seeing here, again, this is real time. This is under the microscope. This is xylitol freezing, and you're going to see various flashes of light. You're going to see spontaneous appearances of complex structures. You're going to see different colors that show up, and you're going to see many examples of what I call painting and sketching. So my editor is hopefully putting in some of the best highlights here of the painting. It looks like someone's actually painting a landscape or painting a scene. It looks like the crystal structure is saying, hey, I forgot to paint this part over here, so let's fill that in with these colors. Let's sketch this in over here. Let's add structure to this. And I call this crystalline diffusion because it appears to work in the same way as AI image generation engines. AI image generation begins with noise, and then through a process called diffusion combined with a base model, which is a massive knowledge base of images, then it tends to morph the noise into the structure of a 2D image that matches the knowledge base of images that it has been trained on. Well, believe it or not, exactly the same thing is happening with crystals here, except this painting and sketching and structure is happening in 3D space. So it's creating a three-dimensional structure based on a knowledge base of crystalline structures that exist in, well, the conscious universe. It exists in the fabric of reality. Rupert Sheldrake, the science author, calls it morphic resonance. And I've called it the contagious mind. And I've published an audiobook. Well, 4 years ago, I did a free audiobook that you can find at thecontagiousmind.com. You can download it there for free. But it's clear that what you're witnessing here is the diffusion of unstructured melted xylitol into 3D structured, like with a Z-axis height, not just X and Y, but Z. This is actual structured physical matter that is patterned off of something. And it turns out that it's patterned off of a knowledge base. In AI training, it's called LLMs, or large language models. Well, in the cosmos, there is a large knowledge model of how crystals form. This is why spiders, for example, know how to build spider webs, even though they never go to spider web training school, because spiders tap into a cosmic knowledge base of how to build spider webs. It's not genetic. It's not in their genes. Nobody's ever found any spider web training in the genetic code of spiders. It doesn't exist there. It doesn't. It's actually in the cosmos. It's part of the fabric of consciousness. And consciousness also, some variation of it, extends into non-living structures, including crystals. So even minerals, crystals, and also water has consciousness. That's why homeopathy works. That's why water can be very strongly impacted by conscious intention. The work of Dr. Emoto, freezing water into crystals, was actually something that inspired me to do this, except I realized that I didn't want to like sit with a microscope in a freezing room all day wearing a winter coat. So I realized that I could freeze xylitol at room temperature. And that works out perfectly. So that's why my research focuses on xylitol, not water crystals. Nevertheless, Dr. Emoto was a real pioneer in this space, and he showed that crystal formation could be strongly influenced by conscious intent, that you could do things like you could shout at the water and be angry and it would form angry shapes, or you could project love to the water and it would form harmonic shapes that resonate with natural beauty and love. So what you're actually watching here in these videos right now, this is a reflection of my consciousness, because as this was happening just a few hours ago, I was the only conscious observer in the room. I mean, my crew was in the other room running the video board and the audio mixing and everything, but I was there with the microscope. And for these images, I did not hold any specific intention. I was just really holding fascination. So a lot of what you're seeing here is quite fascinating. I want to bring your attention to something. Let me show you this image called Blue Writing Code. And if you look at this image, Blue Writing Code, this shows you some of the, what looks like sort of scribbling or almost a hidden language writing. This looks like possibly hieroglyphics or different kinds of ancient languages. And these blue-black channels or lines that you see here, these, of course, are forming in real time, and sometimes they're being sort of scribbled, and then they're being erased, and then something else will be scribbled. And in this case, the writing that's in color was also scribbled out in real time, although I'm not sure we captured that part. We did capture the sort of black and blue scribbling in real time. And I think it would be really interesting to feed these images into an AI model and ask it to try to decode this language, if that's even possible. I might attempt that and see what it says. Who knows? Maybe there's some kind of vibratory encoding of information that AI models could decode. I'm not sure, but it's certainly worth exploring. In any case, what you are seeing here, I call it painting, sketching, and scribbling. So these are all real-time videos, and I can reproduce this anytime, any day. Very simple to do this experiment if you have the right equipment and if you have the right intention. And one of the things that I'm going to focus on teaching this year is why the power of intention also depends on having a clean diet. You have to clean up your diet. You can't have a brain that is frazzled with MSG and toxicity. You can't be using a bunch of alcohol and pharmaceuticals that are mind-altering drugs. So I don't do any of those things. So just by the, you know, the gift of God and the way our cosmos works, I've been able to have some pretty coherent conscious intention to be able to interact with these crystals and capture it under a microscope in a way that I think is quite fascinating. And that leads me to the teaser for the third report in this series. In the third report, which is a standalone video like this one, I exert the power of intention to have a dialogue with these crystals in real time. So I ask them to form structures. For example, I ask them to form an image of a dog. And then within a few seconds, it forms an image of one of my dogs on top of a wild hog, which is something that actually recently happened on my ranch. My dogs went after a wild hog, and I tried to save the hog. Well, I did save the hog. It got away. But I often have encounters between dogs and hogs on my ranch because I live way out in the country. So here's, well, I'm going to show you this. I'm going to show you the power of conscious intention interacting with crystalline structures, which is also a way to tap into morphic resonance and alter the probability outcomes in the physical world around us through conscious intent. I've also got examples in photos of some of the things I was thinking about that ended up being depicted under the microscope by the crystals in real time. And one of them was an angel's wing when I was asking for images related to Christmas. And it also painted an entire scene of a snow blizzard with the multicolored Christmas lights that you could see above the snow. So that's coming up in report number 3. So look for that, and you can follow me on brighteon.com. I'm on X at Health Ranger. You can follow my articles at naturalnews.com, and I'll be posting, I think, some of these photos at Natural News. In addition, you can follow me at brighteon.social, brighteon.io, and I'm on Telegram at Real Health Ranger. So check out all my work there and look for report number 3. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious, and I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic, and butter powder, a little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh. That's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure, but everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans, and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look,
check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more, in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield, and we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well, and it's a non-alcohol formula, so it's certified organic. Here it is, green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices called soft dried. And it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me, you can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go, and you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, you know, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do, plus they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brighttown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here, and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra-clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.